It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn what is being done about Wisconsin households and businesses that cannot yet connect to high-speed internet and how our state is using over $1 billion in federal funds to get broadband to underserved areas. Call in with a question, share your concerns at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Alyssa Kenny is Broadband and Digital Equity Director at the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. Alyssa, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me back.
The Public Service Commission is drafting a five-year equity plan to receive this federal funding through the bipartisan infrastructure law. What are the main goals of the statewide plan?
Sure. So that, you know, the overarching goal is that everybody in the state has equitable access to affordable broadband and that broadband benefits every resident in every community.
What does digital equity mean here in Wisconsin? Can you give us more of this definition?
Sure. So digital equity is beyond the access to the facility. And so sort of the first part is just that broadband infrastructure access. So everybody actually has a physical connection where they can get onto the internet. And the equity part is really, it's affordable. People have the digital skills and the devices they need to make full use of it. The internet is a place that has content that's relevant to them, that's, you know, that fits their needs, that meets their literacy goal, and that the internet has content that they can use that they trust so that they can find information that's trustworthy and that they're looking for. And so the digital equity piece is really, it's really extending beyond that access all the way to really making full use of it. So it's, I can do a telemedicine appointment. I can help my child do virtual school. I can work remotely if I need to. I can, you know, grab a hunting license online if that's the way to do it. And so it's really, I can make full use of accessing the internet to be part of society.
So as you say, part of this digital equity is about building up our state's digital skills, our residents' digital skills. Who is facing the biggest gap in digital skills, and what are the barriers to developing those skills?
Sure. So I think there's a lot of different groups, and it depends on on the specific skill set. And so I think we often think of older adults as a group that might need some digital skills. And I would say that is a group, but it certainly is not the only one. There's also folks in the state that have lower literacy, or maybe they're not native English speakers, and so they might need additional support. And so I'm thinking about, you know, recent refugees and immigrants and other people in the state. And then there's folks that have recently been incarcerated, and so they haven't been having access to the internet for a number of years, and so they're coming out of the prison system and they're needing some additional digital skills. And then, you know, the other group we see is just folks who maybe were wholly cell phone users. And so they were sort of able to meet a lot of their digital needs just with a cell phone. And then all of a sudden, maybe something changes in their life. They have a child in school, or they need to be participating in telemedicine appointments, or they need information. And so they need sort of more robust digital skills and to be able to access more information online.
Would the plan ensure every household in Wisconsin without broadband could receive access over the next 5 years?
So the digital equity plan, and then the sort of the sister plan to that is called BEAD. Those together are basically a plan for by 2030, every business and every resident in the state to have access to internet. And so according to the plan, that is the hope. Obviously, there's lots of things that we need to hope will happen as far as, you know, infrastructure and participation in the program by broadband service providers. But that is the plan by 2030 to have everyone connected.
Broadband equity access and deployment, BEAD is what that stands for. What strategies is the Public Service Commission considering to improve internet access in the most rural parts of Wisconsin?
So they're proposing to deploy that BEAD funding, that acronym that you just said, sort of going to deploy that to subawardees, so internet service providers or other, you know, there might be rural telephone co-ops or others. And so they'll put those locations in those areas that we know need service out for sub grants or basically awardees, and they'll really work hard to drive the most funding and the needed amount of funding to those areas in the state that need it the most.
We're talking about our state's plans to strengthen internet access. Alyssa Kenny with us leads broadband and digital equity for the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. You can join in with your questions and comments along the way at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Reggie in Oshkosh with a question. Hi, Reggie. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just wondering what can be done. I don't live in a rural area, but my area is extremely monopolized with one ISP. Another competitor has been trying to move in, but the city charges outrageous rates for them to get permits to lay cable, which is effectively keeping a monopoly in place when we could have a competitive market. And I wondered what could be done about that.
Reggie, thank you. Alyssa, what do you make of this scenario?
Reggie, thank you so much for calling in this question. And it really is true. Competition does influence the prices of broadband. I will say with the BEAD and the Internet for All dollars, the focus is very much on people who don't have access, not on building where there is a robust service available. That said, you know, one of the things that was part of the bipartisan infrastructure law was for the Affordable Connectivity Program, which is at least one opportunity for lower income households to be eligible for a subsidy to lower the cost. But competition does decrease the prices, and it's difficult in areas without competition. Largely, the federal dollars will go to areas where there's either no provider or the service is basically insufficient. It doesn't meet those minimum broadband standards.
Yes, the digital equity plan says affordability is the largest barrier to adoption of internet service in Wisconsin. How does the Public Service Commission plan to address these steep internet prices?
Sure. So for all the BEAD infrastructure dollars, so the dollars that are the locations or communities that are built with BEAD dollars, the providers will be required to provide a low cost plan to people who at least qualify for that below 200% of poverty, essentially, or there's a number of under qualifications. And so there will be a low cost plan requirement for everybody who builds with BEAD dollars for those facilities. And so that will at least ensure that our low-income residents and our residents all the way up to 200% of poverty have an option to have a more affordable service.
As of August, the Public Service Commission says over 894,000 households qualify for the state's Affordable Connectivity Program, but less than half of households use the program, which provides a $30 discount per month. What barriers do you find for people to sign up for the program?
So the ACP is the FCC's federal program, and we have just about half of eligible residents in the state that are enrolled in that program. And while half don't, Wisconsin remains in the top 10 states for enrollment. So we're still doing really incredibly well across the nation for outreach and enrollment. That said, people who aren't doing it, it could be because their internet service provider isn't accepting the discount. It could be because they're in some type of contract or some type of agreement where they can't switch services at the time. It could be because the service they have is sufficient or working for their needs. There's also people who are rejected for kind of what I would call those silly reasons, like when they did their first application, they did junior with a JR period. And then the next time they didn't put the period there, so that the database is having some matching problems and they have to submit some additional paperwork. And so we see a number of reasons that people choose themselves not to enroll in the program. And then some people do get rejected and have to upload more paperwork to make sure to prove that they're eligible. I do think it's really important to note that the Affordable Connectivity Program has been really tremendous. We've gotten, you know, almost a million more people or a million people getting a discount so they can spend a little less on broadband and spend more on all those other household essentials. But the program is scheduled to run out of funding in 2024, and without federal action, it would not be extended.
Is other funding available to continue the program at, you know, by the middle of next year? As you said, funding for the program would end.
There has not been a federal source identified at this point in time. I would say there's tremendous bipartisan support, numerous governors, senators, folks from all over the country that are really deeply supporting this, including internet service providers that see this as a really great opportunity to extend their service to low-income households and make sure that everyone can afford the service. But, you know, it's really up to Congress to act.
Alyssa Kenny is Broadband and Digital Equity Director at the State Public Service Commission, focused on making high-speed internet and technology available to all Wisconsinites. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at any point, 800-642-1234. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine work underway to create digital inclusiveness in our state. The Federal Digital Equity Act seeks to close the digital divide, and Wisconsin's digital equity plan is nearing completion. You can be part of the discussion about broadband. Call in with a question. Share thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Alyssa Kenny, Broadband and Digital Equity Director at the State Public Service Commission. Let's bring in Jane in Suamico. Jane, hi.
Yes, hello. Could she speak, please, to where the initial request comes from? Wisconsin has 72 counties, and does every county have to ask for this service, or where does it begin?
Jane, thank you. And what about these initial requests, Alyssa, on service?
Sure. So for the individual counties do not need to ask for the funding. The funding will largely go to entities that basically build and operate broadband facilities. So in the state of Wisconsin, that's largely internet service providers. In some case, it might be a municipality or a rural or an electric co-op. And so the applications will come from them. And so in 2024, the state will open up basically those locations that are what we call unserved or underserved, so still needing investments, and the providers or the entities that will build, own, and operate those facilities will apply to the commission to receive the funding to build that out.
And who are like community partners that will need to carry out or help to carry out the digital equity plan? Who do you see as your community partners here?
Boy, so for the digital equity plan, we, the digital equity outreach team at the commission, and then our partners at UW Extension, we went all over the state. We did 189 meetings. I would say really key partners are libraries. It is a place that people go to get information, digital literacy, you know, ask a question. It's a place people go to use computers. So we see libraries. There's also just a fantastic and robust network of really talented nonprofits that are doing this type of work, whether they're doing it for people who are recently incarcerated or they're doing it for folks, you know, like the Wisconsin Literacy Network organizations, United Ways. And so there's just a fantastic amount of entities that are really doing great work to help people really make full use of the internet, learn those skills, get a device. And then for the BEAD and for the access portion, county governments and tribal governments are really important. They really know the community the best, and they might have the sort of best insight in which provider they want, what type of service. And so for that broadband access piece, those local governments, many of whom have broadband committees or broadband work groups now are really critical to making sure we get the access piece right.
So with that backdrop, the digital equity plan, the draft plan, includes recommendations from state agencies like the Department of Public Instruction. What is the agency recommending for schools?
So the Department of Public Instruction, there's a Wisconsin schools are very connected. Our Department of Public Instruction, our schools themselves have done a great job. But there are a few schools that still do not have high-speed internet connections. So the Department of Public Instruction certainly wants to make sure that those schools have the opportunity to get connected. And then the Department of Public Instruction really, affordability is a big issue for their students. And so they asked for some particular price points and to make sure that the internet was really going to be affordable for the families and the students that they serve.
What are you learning from the State Department of Workforce Development in this area about the needs of job seekers and employers?
Yeah, so, you know, the Department of Workforce Development has a broadband apprenticeship program that they've been running that really helps provide some training and some specific support to make sure we're skilling and upskilling the workforce and that internet service providers and industry have access to a quality apprenticeship program. And then in addition, the Wisconsin Technical College system, we have some really great broadband technician programs in our state. And they're both in-person and virtual programs. They're offered regionally throughout the state. And those programs are really helpful. I would say it won't be just about the positions we need to build the broadband. It will also be the help desk and the customer service and the trenchers. There will be upwards of 2,000 additional jobs that will be needed to fully build out all the broadband infrastructure and really make full use of these $1 billion of BEAD money.
I would also imagine it would benefit employers in the area of their employees building, their digital skills, and that could have an effect on, like, you know, creating jobs and boosting wages and even career advancement. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I think those digital literacy and those digital skills classes are really, they're an opportunity not just to access digital society, but to upskill your skills for the workforce, for, you know, and just ongoing. It opens the door to lots of ongoing learning and lifelong learning. And so I think that digital literacy piece really, really does open up, supports the current workforce, but also gives people more opportunity.
The Public Service Commission is working with the Great Lakes Intertribal Council to ensure broadband access. What assistance is needed to provide better improved internet for the state's tribes?
So the state's tribes, they also have lots of locations where the service is unavailable and the service that is there is just insufficient for the needs. And just like other places in the state, sometimes that service that's available is unaffordable. Each tribe is unique and has maybe their own needs related to their geography and the way that, you know, they want to connect their community and their residents, but certainly a lot of the same issues that we see across the state. So that there's access, there's the internet that there is not sufficient, or the internet that's available is affordable. We also see a number of tribes in the state that are building their own facilities or are part owners in the facilities that are built on their land. And so they have some different approaches depending on the tribe, but many of the same issues.
Alyssa Kenny leads broadband and digital equity for the Public Service Commission. Let's bring in Jim in Fond du Lac. Jim, hi. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you for taking my call. So I've, for the last 10 years or so, since halfway through Obama's presidency, I've been putting communication lines underground as well as other utilities. I was wondering, you were saying that the next year there's no need for that the money was not going to be there unless something's done in government. So are you saying that the main trunk lines are no longer going to be a priority to get put underground here soon?
Jim, thanks for your question. I think I think I was just saying that the Affordable Connectivity Program funding, which is a discount for low-income families, will end next year without action from Congress. But the BEAD funding, the funding for that infrastructure and those underground or aerial, but that those broadband facilities is certain.
Jim, thank you for that question. Last month, the public comment period closed for our state's draft digital equity plan. What feedback did you receive from public comments?
Man, we have some really good feedback. Really very much appreciate the public members that took the time to read the plan and comment on it. You know, we had a number of small corrections. So, you know, update the name of this, make your map more clear. We also had, I thought, some really fantastic comments about set your goals a little more audacious. Let's get this done and let's do this right. And so there was some interest in sort of bringing this reality to the state faster and to do it more thoroughly. And so I thought that those comments were really great, where, you know, the commission met on October 24th and approved the draft with some of those minor changes.
Walk us through, what are the next steps with implementing a five-year digital equity plan for our state?
Sure. So the state will do the updates and then we'll, you know, the updates per the commission and per those public comments. And then the plan gets submitted to an agency within the federal Department of Commerce, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. And then it's up to that agency to really approve our plan or to update our plan. And then from that approved plan, so that digital equity plan, that allows the state to draw down these digital equity capacity dollars in 2024. And so those are the dollars the state can use for literacy and devices and to build sustainability and trust into digital equity systems across the state. Mm. And so this plan will allow us to get sort of future Digital Equity Act capacity dollars to really implement it.
Off the ground. Yes. Alyssa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the time to talk about broadband and digital equity this morning.
Alyssa Kenny, Broadband and Digital Equity Director at the Public Service Commission. It's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.